Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Eric Name now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Erica, so yesterday, look, I had said this. I watched that game. I saw the Bucks go down, and I thought, you know what? I don't think they have enough to come back. They just didn't have it yesterday. How did you see it?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't hitting any shots, and Giannis wasn't really able to get to the basket and get the easy looks that he's often got. So it was just one of those nights for them where everything wasn't working out. And, I mean, that Sixers team just hit a three after three after three. And, I mean, by the end of it, they were, almost shooting 50% from the three-point line. And the Bucks know that that is a weakness of their defense. I wrote about that today at The Athletic, but that's something that, you know, they largely allow and are largely pretty okay with giving up those three-point shots. But on a night when a team shooting close to 50%, it's going to be a long night, and that's exactly what it was. They went zone in the fourth quarter to try to come back in it, but, Sixers hit just enough shots, a big one late from Tobias Harris with about a minute and a half left, kind of shut it down. But, yeah, they gave up too many threes. The Sixers were hitting theirs, and the Bucks just didn't have anything going offensively.
So this was, to me, this was, look, it was a tough loss because it was on national TV. Other than that, this is kind of a blip on the radar for this Bucks team, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything really changes. I was talking with some people at the game yesterday, and if you think you learned anything from the game yesterday, you really haven't been paying attention because you saw all of the things that, you know, the Bucks were about. The Bucks defense is all about containing the rim and allowing some shots from the three-point line. And they know that if a team gets hot on a certain night, it could be pretty rough for them. And you saw that defensively. And then offensively, they know that they're built around Giannis Antetokounmpo getting to the rim and making plays. And, you know, if you're able to stop him from doing that, which is incredibly difficult, not many teams can actually do it, well, then you're going to be able to make them struggle. So both of those things happen to happen on the exact same night. And you got a butt kicking, and that's what we saw yesterday on Christmas Day. But is that the norm, or is that what, you know, teams should expect, or is there some sort of blueprint that teams didn't already know about? No, we didn't really learn anything about the Bucks yesterday because we've seen their weaknesses before. We've seen how they're built, and everyone in the league knows it. It's just a matter of whether or not you can actually stop it and have everything go together correctly on the same day, and that's what they got last night.
So give me your overall assessment of this team. They come off of that big win against the Lakers. They're flying high. They've had a couple of bumps in the road. But overall, I mean, I think this has been far more impressive than anybody thought they would be. And just me looking outwardly in, this is as good a team basketball as I've seen probably in maybe 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, they're still the best team in the league. Like, I think losing a game like that doesn't really affect kind of, I think, what we've seen from this team thus far this season. This is one of the best offensive teams, one of the best defensive teams in the league. They have talent up and down the roster. They know exactly who they are and what they're about. And, you know, like, that may change over time. Teams may make trades and teams may figure certain things out as their own team and get better. But, you know, as the Bucks are currently constructed, they're the best team in the league, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. So, when you look at this team, they are really impressive. And, you know, you mentioned seeing some of the best team basketball you've seen in a couple decades, and I think that's totally true. You see a bunch of those extra pass sequences on offense, defense, they're all over the floor helping each other out. Like, they're just able to do what they need to do, and it is all about the team in Milwaukee, and it's been really impressive to watch.
So right now, I mean, we were talking earlier this season when you had Middleton go down and you thought, okay, who's going to step up? And the team, really, we saw a lot from a lot of different people. The one thing that I found out was when Middleton came back, you saw how much you missed him because of what he can contribute. But we've seen a lot of guys in different roles really fulfill the roles. I guess the best thing what I'm getting to is Budenholzer's done a great job in telling everybody, here is your role, and understand it and be the best at it. And sometimes you don't need 3, 4, 5 superstars together to win a championship. You need a lot of guys that just know their role and get it done. You look at Brook Lopez, Robin Lopez, you look at what different players have done. DiVincenzo, I think, has come on and played well. I mean, it seems like everybody's got a contribution night in and night out.
Yeah, I think the big thing with Bud is that he doesn't ask guys to do things that they can't do. That, you know, you're going to be yourself and you're going to contribute in the way that you can contribute. And if we have someone else go out, we're not going to ask you to do what they do. Like you've seen Eric Bledsoe out the last couple weeks, and the ask of Dante DiVincenzo isn't to try to score 15 points and, you know, get 5 assists and attack the rim in the same way that Eric Bledsoe would. It's to be yourself, shoot the threes that you normally shoot, move with an offense like you normally do. So Bud does his best, I think. You know, in creating those roles, the big thing is that those are individually different. Like they're specific to the individual, and it is not about, all right, our point guard does this. It is, okay, Dante DiVincenzo does this, or Eric Bledsoe does this, or George Hill does this. It's about what you as an individual do well, and Bud goes out of his way to make sure that all of that fits in a team concept, and we've seen that kind of throughout the entire year when guys go out. It's not about replacing them. It's about being the best that you can be as kind of who you are. And again, there's obviously been times now here with Eric Bledsoe over the last couple weeks that it hasn't been enough for the Bucks. They've lost some games, and I think you've seen the kind of absence of Eric Bledsoe and what that means to this team and how much that might hurt. But at the same time, you're seeing other guys contribute and do what they normally do. So that to me is the big thing with Bud, is that he doesn't ask anybody on this team to do more than what would be expected of them. Just be yourself and do what you can do, and that's it.
So I wanted to ask you as well, when you yesterday the injury to, I'm going to say the scratch in the eye, if you will, to Giannis, nothing to worry about, right? There was no other lingering effects of that, right?
Yeah, he said he wasn't concerned about it going forward. But again, we've heard Eric Bledsoe say he wasn't concerned about his injury going forward after a game. We've heard Chris Middleton say he wasn't concerned about his injury going forward after a game, and both of them ended up missing 2 weeks. So maybe there would be something more. But, I mean, everything that I've heard, there is anything to worry about there. I mean, I think the only other concern would be his back. Before games and stuff, we've seen him, you know, really stretch it out. And, you know, there's times during warm-ups in the last week or so where he's winced a little bit with his back as he's trying to get warm, as he's trying to stretch it out. So I do wonder how that is feeling and whether or not a really physical game like yesterday's might mean that he ends up sitting out here for a little bit. Maybe he ends up missing Friday's game. I'm not 100% sure what they'll do, but we do know that really over the year and a half that Mike Budenholzer's been here, he's been aggressively cautious. And if there's a spot to give guys a few days, if there's a lingering injury that they have some concern about, then we're on the way to make sure that it gets right. And I wouldn't be shocked. I don't think it'll be the eye, but maybe the back might have Giannis miss a game here on Friday or maybe on Saturday.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is, with the teams in the East right now, and you had said, you know, which we all believe, that the Bucks are by far the best team. Boston hasn't gone away. Boston sitting at 21-7. Miami, they just continue to impress the hell out of me. Eric Spoelstra is one hell of a coach, and then you've got Philadelphia just a notch behind them. So who is the legitimate threat to the Bucks in the East?
Oof, that one's a tough one. I guess probably the Sixers. I think the Sixers probably have the highest ceiling if they put it all together, just because Embiid is so incredibly talented. You know, the Celtics have some pieces, but I don't know that they have a singular talent quite as strong as Embiid. So I think it has to be the Sixers. Those other teams are nice. The Heat have really put it together this year, and Spo is a great coach who always does a nice job scheming against Giannis. But I think overall it's got to be that Sixers team, just because of the top-end talent that they have here in Philadelphia.
Always good to chat, my friend. I certainly appreciate it. We'll talk more down the road, okay?
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Appreciate it. There you go. That's our buddy Eric Name joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years of beginning it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Lemonade! gone nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.